This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Last week, a Montana House of Representatives lawmaker resigned after bruising battles on vaping bills in this year's legislative session. Representative Ron Marshall, a Republican from Hamilton, is a third-term lawmaker and vape shop owner. Marshall alleged that the Montana legislature was rife with favoritism toward big tobacco companies and accused his fellow Republicans of unscrupulous decision-making. Marshall has served in the Montana House of Representatives since 2021. He owns two vape shops in the state and is an outspoken critic of national tobacco companies. Marshall framed his resignation, which comes as the legislature has reached its midway point, as a type of surrender after 2 months of bruising battles over vape and tobacco bills. Representative Marshall said, "I don't want to swim in this swamp anymore. Why do I want to stay? I'm not a corrupt person. Why do I want to stay around a bunch of corrupt people?" Marshall said. "I'm not going to play this game anymore." This session, Marshall sponsored a bill to create a regulatory distinction between vape and tobacco products. The bill also would have limited vaping sales to age-restricted venues for ages 21 and older, a distinction which would have favored his type of vape shop. Marshall's bill successfully passed out of the House Business and Labor Committee in January, but spent weeks in limbo before it was scheduled for a vote on the House floor. Marshall said the bill's progress was hindered by lobbyists from Altria and R.J. Reynolds, two of the tobacco companies subject to the 1998 Master Settlement Agreement, the legal agreement with 52 states and territories intended to reduce tobacco use. In a lawsuit filed in federal district court in February, Marshall accused the companies of violating the terms of the MSA that restricts them from lobbying against legislation that would limit tobacco use for minors. Attorneys for the companies said in court filings that Marshall had no standing to bring the lawsuit and that his bill would not have been affected by the Master Settlement Agreement because of differing definitions of tobacco products. A judge dismissed the case, finding that only the signatories to the agreement can enforce its terms. After the ruling, Marshall tried to rally support for his House Bill 149 on the House floor. The bill failed to advance on a 38-62 vote, with some Republicans and nearly all Democrats opposed. Marshall's final straw, he said, was the committee approval in late February of a bill backed by tobacco companies. That bill would create a legal registry for vape products that can be sold in Montana and would prohibit the sale of products that have not been approved by the Food and Drug Administration. Proponents of that bill said that the measure will take illicit products off the market, including those from Chinese manufacturers that critics say are overtly marketed to youth. Opponents, including Marshall, have said the bill would promote vape products owned by big tobacco companies, allowing them to corner the market and undermine small businesses currently selling other products. The Tax Committee passed the bill 2 days later, but not before adding a hefty 50% tax of the wholesale price for certain products. With Representative Marshall's resignation from the Montana House of Representatives, the Ravalli County Republican Central Committee will make selections for his replacement soon. The committee forwards their picks to the Ravalli County Commission, which makes the final decision. The Central Committee and County Commission are expected to move swiftly to name Marshall's replacement because the second half of the legislative session is scheduled to resume next week. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.